Also, Dr. Carlin presented on what the start of the school year could possibly look like due to the concern of the pandemic. You know, there's much thinking about when planning for the start of the new school year. The district needs to look at the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, also local health department guidelines and guidance, as well as CDC guidelines. The district also needs to get staff input and look at the needs of the community. So we do have various aspects of what the school year would look like. Would the school year look like normal, like we've seen it in years past? Or there could be a blended instruction of technology with class size requirements. Then we could be at the virtual instruction with 7th through 12th grades using our Ingenuity programming, which is an online curriculum course, along with recorded lessons and flexibility in classes. We hope to be back to normal, but we will have alternatives to seeing what and how that will look in meeting the safety and security of our students, staff, and our patrons in the community. Dr. Carlin presented last night that there will be a number of committees set up to go through how each one of these will look like with input from community staff members, not only teachers, but also our classified staff, as well as administrators in the district. So we could get input from everyone and then formulate a plan. The guidelines from the Kansas State Department of Education will be coming out around the first part of July. So we'll try to get those and mirror what we've come up with here locally with that. And then that'll give us about a month to start really implementing everything we need to get the school year started. So we'll be coming back and talking to you more about what these committees are looking like. We presented that to the board last night, and that was kind of the first step on these committees and getting that rolling. We'll start picking up a little more speed on these and getting things formulated. But as we come back, we'll be talking to you more about how these committees and where they're at and what they're working on.